My name's Jamie Timbrell and I am from Liverpool, England.
It's quite cold here today. What is the typical Liverpool weather like?
It's always cold, you know, there's never... You may have the odd spares of heat, but it's always cold.
I'm here as a tourist. How would you present Liverpool to a tourist?
I wouldn't know. I would really tell you to go visit the tourist sites and see how things work out for you and see what you want to do, really.
Can you mention a few of these tourist sites?
And there'll be the Liverpool Museum. There'll be the shopping centre itself. No, there's a lot of places. There's the Beatles Museum.
Have you been there yourself?
Yes, I've been there.
Is it okay?
Yes, it's great. I love it.
The Docklands, they have changed a lot, haven't they?
Yes, the Docklands.
What do you feel about that?
I feel it's pointless. You know, I liked it when they were back in the old days and it was all nice, and now it's just rubbish.
Because now it's very expensive as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very expensive.
What parts of Liverpool do you like?
I like the shop, the town centre, it's mainly the town centre.
So there are great shopping centres there where you can hang out?
Yeah, there's great places to hang out.
Do you think that Liverpool is a city that offers good opportunities for young people in terms of education and career?
Yes, it does. You've got the colleges, you have the workplaces, you can go to work and that. It's great.
What kind of education are you pursuing?
I'm going to be going back into ICT, mm-hmm. computers.
Okay.
Going back to college and do computers.
Would you say that Liverpool is a divided city with rich areas and poor areas?
Yeah, I'll say this.
If you want to have fun in Liverpool, what do you do?
Shop, hang out with my friends, go to the pub.
People from Liverpool might be referred to as Scousers or Liverpoolians.
Yeah.
Is that okay to call you that?
Yeah, that's fine with us, you know.
What does a Scouser mean? Or what
does a Scouser is just what our accent brings to the table.
And you have a typical Liverpool accent.
Well, I have a mixture now. Since I lived in America, I have a mixture, Liverpool and American.
Okay, so you've been living in America?
Yeah.
How long?
A year.
And now you're going back to England?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Is there a different mentality in the United States and England?
No, not really. You know, it's just virtually the same. My family's there and I have family.
So kids are kids in the United States and
kids
in
are
England.
Kids, yeah.
When you talk to me, you slow down compared to when you talk to your friends.
Yeah, when we talk to our friends.
Can you just say something, you know, real fast so we can have a test here?
All right, it'll be like that, you know, we mates. You know, you won't understand the word that I'm saying, do you?
Not right. It's going a bit fast, isn't it? How would you rate Liverpool compared to other English cities? Do you have any favorites?
I'd rate Liverpool maybe a 5 out of 10.
Okay. Which English city do you prefer, if any?
Manchester.
Why?
Because it's bigger and there's the Old Trafford Centre, the huge mall there. It's just a lot better.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.